In this week's episode of Podcasting Q&A, you'll learn how to get your podcast in front of more people. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where we bring you the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your podcast. And this week's question comes from Jonathan.
Hey, my name is Jonathan from Halfwits and Failed Crits. My question is, how do you promote a podcast? Thanks.
That's actually a really great question, Jonathan, because most podcasters don't understand that podcast promotion is just as important as making the podcast episodes themselves. And as wonderful as it would be that whenever you put out an amazing podcast episode, all of these new listeners just flock to you and shower you with praise and five-star reviews, that's just not how it works. And so we have to put in the work to actively seek out the people that would enjoy listening to our podcast and then telling them about it. That's going to be how you grow your podcast audience. So in this video, we're going to dive into three specific strategies that you can implement to grow your audience. Strategy number one, is to use social media. So you're looking for Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, Twitter and Instagram hashtags, Reddit threads, specifically geared towards the people that you know would also be interested in your podcast content. And then when you find those groups, those little pockets of your target audience, you want to actually engage there. Don't just find the group and start spamming it with links to your podcast. That'll just get you kicked out of the group. Instead, you want to develop meaningful relationships and trust where they look to you as an expert, someone who knows what they're talking about, so that when you do say, hey, by the way, I go super deep on this particular question in my podcast, they're much more likely to click on that because they already know that you know what you're talking about. They already trust you because you become a meaningful part of that community. And then, yeah, they're going to actually want to go and listen to more. And in fact, often you'll have the moderators and the admins of some of these groups actively promoting your podcast because they themselves listen to it and get a lot of value out of it. Strategy number two is to be a guest on other people's podcasts, but not just anyone's podcast, podcasts that have a similar target audience that you do. So let's say, for example, that you talk about online marketing, for instance. You want to find other podcasts in your space where they talk about online marketing, where they talk about how to grow your business, where they talk about the entrepreneur life, because those are the groups of people that have already self-selected and said, hey, I want to hear this kind of podcast content. If you can pitch yourself as a guest to be on those podcasts, then they will immediately trust you because they already trust the podcast host of the podcast you're guesting on because they listen to it every week. And then when you're able to demonstrate your expertise and say at the end of the episode, hey, by the way, I also have a podcast where I talk about X, Y, and Z, you're going to get a good number of people from that podcast to come over and subscribe to yours. So do some research and find 10 to 15 podcasts that you think have a very good crossover with your audience, where the kind of people that listen to your podcast also listen to that person's podcast. And then when you pitch them to be a guest on their podcast, make sure you answer the question, what's in it for me? Not what's in it for you. What's in it for the person whose podcast you're trying to be a guest on? How are you going to make their podcast better? How are you going to provide value to their audience? What is the expertise and the experience that you bring to the table that would make them say, I have to get this person to be a guest on my podcast? And then the last thing you have to do to really make that strategy work is be the best guest they've ever had. Don't go on there and just try and find every opportunity to promote yourself. Really give as much as you possibly can to that podcast's audience. When you do that, then you'll see a significant number of them come over and check out yours as well. And then the third strategy is you need to make it easy for people to find you. And there are some very low thresholds that you have to cross in order to be in most places. The first one being get into all the major podcast directories. So that's Apple Podcasts, which used to be iTunes, if you were finding it on your Mac computer. That's Spotify, that's Stitcher, that's TuneIn, even Google Podcasts. Those are the main five that you absolutely must be in order to be easily accessible. Because what you don't want to happen is to say, hey, go and check out my podcast. And someone says, great, I will do that. I can't find you in any podcast app on my Android phone. Oh, well, that's because I use an iPhone, and so I only submit my podcast to Apple Podcasts. And then to take full advantage of Google's SEO goodness, you want to make sure that you use SEO-friendly keywords. Now, what does that mean? Well, SEO means search engine optimization. Essentially, you make it really easy for Google to find your stuff and give it to people as an answer. That means you want to name your podcast something that people are actually searching for, or you want to use words that you know your podcast listeners use on a daily or weekly basis and put those in your episode titles. That will ensure that Google surfaces those episodes as answers and promote your podcast to new listeners. And then as a bonus, number four strategy, you can use Overcast to grow your podcast audience. So Overcast is a podcast listening app that's pretty popular on iPhones and iOS devices. And what you can do in there is actually pay to promote your podcast to people that aren't subscribed to it. And depending on which category you're targeting for your ad promotion, the rates differ from under $100 to $700, $800 for a month of promotion. But what's really unique about Overcast is you are marketing your podcast directly to people that listen to podcasts. So I hope that was super helpful. I know podcast marketing can feel really intimidating, especially if you're just getting started. But if you follow those three strategies, focus on social media with your target audience, be a guest on other people's podcasts, and then also make sure your podcast is widely available so people can find it, you're going to put yourself way ahead of the curve and really set yourself up for success. Now, if you have a question that you'd like us to answer here on Podcasting Q&A, all you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/buzzsprouts. I'll also leave a link in the show notes, and you can record a short message and send it to us, and we can create an entire episode around that. Now, there's actually a video and podcast version of Podcasting Q&A. So if you like watching videos, you can subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel to get new videos every single week, or you could find Podcasting Q&A in your favorite podcast player. And it would also mean the world to us if you went and left us a review in Podchaser to let us know what you like about the show so far, and then also what we could do to make it better in the future. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.